Good morning, happy Wednesday, and welcome to the Power Walk. I need a theme song. I'm telling you, I need a theme song so bad. Good morning. Today is an amazing day, and I thank God for you, and thank God that you are listening and walking with me as I'm doing my Power Walk this morning. Today is April 30th, 2025, and it is around 11:05 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. When I tell you today, God is good, and God is good always and every day. Okay, today is my father's birthday, and I'm so grateful to be able to spend the day with him and to celebrate him and all that he has been through, particularly this past year. When I tell you God is good and showing up in a mighty, mighty way, and I am very grateful to be able to celebrate this day with him. And then I'm on my way out, baby. I got a flight to catch, things to do, people to see, and I thank God for it. Amen. So I'm gonna keep this episode brief. I just want to say thank you. Thank you for the love and the support and the help. Yesterday was a very vulnerable episode for me. And if you missed the Power Walk episode yesterday, I highly suggest that you watch, listen. There's a lot of gems in there. I am striving every day to honor these three keys: accountability, transparency, and integrity. With that being said, there are some things that we need to talk about. So the question was posted by the Tampa Bay Times today, which is the same question I asked yesterday on my episode, is who was taking lead on this Hope Florida investigation to hold Ron DeSantis and Casey DeSantis accountable and the other parties involved with Hope Florida Foundation and some of the things that went wrong? Well, we don't know. And I hope that more people ask questions. Like I said, the Tampa Bay Times asked this almost an hour ago, and I asked this question yesterday. So people got questions, and I hope that we get the answers. Also, in politics, you cannot afford to not pay attention to what is happening. I keep trying to uplift where people like, I don't do that politics stuff. Politics is doing you, and in some cases, it's mollywopping you. Something that I also want to highlight while I'm on this walk is the changes that are happening with social media. So Mark Zuckerberg is actually dealing with a trial right now with the FTC, and essentially they're trying to force him to sell WhatsApp and Instagram. Here's the receipt. I just was thinking about WhatsApp in particular as I'm preparing to travel back to Colombia and then later head into Peru, that if WhatsApp is sold and that process is not done with intention, the possibilities of so many different countries being destabilized because of WhatsApp being their main communication channel for individuals and business. And it just really makes me wonder. The European Union has way more protections on the digital safety and security side of things than the United States. And there have been several whistleblowers that have came out to share the things that are happening on these social media platforms. And I find it quite interesting. So interesting that I want to be able to do a deep dive of some of the interviews and things in my Patreon so that we could watch it together. I don't know if you've noticed how algorithms are continuing to change and goalposts are continuing to move. And for those full-time content creators with the goalposts constantly moving, I can definitely understand how that is damaging to mental health, particularly when income is tied and associated to that. And so with different states that are suing companies, like this state is suing ByteDance, TikTok, and you have the state of Florida that's suing Snapchat. And even in the antitrust, there were questions as to why Mark Zuckerberg had even put in an offer to buy Snapchat. And it's interesting because there are Snapchat-like features that are on Facebook that was inspired by Snapchat. And it's very hard to protect intellectual property as it relates to features and ideas. And this is why some of these apps are starting to look and feel the same. As it relates to children advocacy of it, there are different apps that come on the App Store and the Google Play Store every day. And on TikTok, there are trends to explore these apps and to connect with new people. There's a lot of predators that are on this internet. And now they're creating different layers of the internet. And in this episode, I said I wanted to keep it brief, so I don't want to dive too deep into that today. But even conversations about the dark web is not really being discussed. Or Web 3. And like I said, I'm not going to go down those rabbit holes today, but there's a lot that is out there when you are connected to the internet. Good, bad, true, false, it's a lot. And ultimately, in this advocacy and in this fight, I desire to have a way where I can continue to advocate for safer spaces, online and offline. My co-star just popped up and said, speak the truth boldly and loudly. Speak the truth boldly and loudly. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm praying that today shapes out in the way that you desire, that you have an opportunity to just have a moment of stillness and gratitude, to thank God for where you are. And I'm proud of you. I'm proud of me. I'm proud of us. Some of the folks that reach out to me when I started this podcast, it has been so affirming. And even the 5-star review that I received on Apple Podcasts, thank you. Thank you for affirming this work. Thank you for going on these walks with me as I'm moving my body, speaking the truth and healing out loud. I'm going to have my highs and lows, and you will too. I read the book, The Let Them Theory by Mel Robbins, and have watched some of the podcast episodes that she has with her daughter. And there was one podcast episode that really resonated with me. And it was her daughter that was speaking about heartbreak and her journey as she was writing the book with her mom and actively going through heartbreak. And it encouraged me so much so to continue writing, to continue speaking. And I know that for those that are out there looking for love, I am praying that you find a love that is safe, that is nurturing, that is affirming, that gives you peace. Experiencing a new type of love after divorce, betrayal, heartbreak. It took me a while to trust again. And I'm thankful for my sorority sister, Sequoia, who allowed me to borrow her book about trust. It has allowed me to not be so stuck on what happened to me. And then tying that into the let them theory, releasing and letting go and letting them do what they're going to do, because that's what they're going to do anyway. And let me decide how I want to move and navigate, knowing what I know and knowing what I've experienced. I have failed publicly many times in my life to the point where I don't have fear of failing again. So I am doing. It might not be perfect, but I'm doing it. Whew. Done is not perfect. And perfect does not exist. So with that being said, it's okay to change things up. It's okay to change your mind. It's okay to do something different. You are divinely created, and don't let anyone tell you different. You are one of a kind, intentionally created by God, and don't let anyone dim your light. Shine your light today. I'm praying that today is an amazing day for you. Whether you listen to this on a Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, hey, whenever you listen to this, I hope that is amazing for you. Sending you love, light, and peace. This concludes the Power Walk. I love you. Bye.